Marjorie Taylor Greene over a year ago really started coming out about Trump and warning the public, and they swatted her and demonized her and attacked her. I had a lot of listeners mad at me that I didn't totally turn against him. I supported her and said she was right, but the Democrats are so bad. I've been through so much persecution that I wanted to believe, but in the last 6 months, I've really gotten the fact that this is not the same Trump. In closing, we're talking during the break. We were speculating, is the Epstein fall? What is it? This is not the same Trump, and his trajectory gets worse and worse. And then AIPAC puts in 20-plus million, brags about it, sends the Secretary of Defense a campaign against him. You have all these weird anomalies, you know, massive increase, you know, 1 out of 200 chance. Never before happened in Kentucky, this huge outpouring, but nobody knows the guy he ran against. He has tiny crowds of 20 people. And then now we're here, and then you've got the Israel lobby bragging all over the Israeli newspapers, all over AIPAC, they did it, but then all over the U.S. news and CNN saying it's anti-Semitic if you say a foreign power is involved when they're openly involved. And so now more than ever, Israel really is, I think, the most powerful lobby in the U.S. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. They're the most powerful. And every single one of our politicians are owned by them. You just showed that post by AIPAC, where they literally bragged that they financially supported the candidate Clay Fuller that replaced me, and they financially backed Ed Gallran, who just beat or supposedly beat Thomas Massie in a race. And they're bragging about it. And if we had said that, that would be considered an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory. And we would be demonized and labeled as if we're Jew haters. But actually, AIPAC comes right out there and says it. They literally say that their own money is what has replaced myself and Thomas Massie. And so, you know, when they're telling you out loud and they're bragging about it, you better believe them because they're telling the truth.
Even major Israeli newspapers are saying this is dangerous to have Israel bragging they run the United States.
It's extremely dangerous. And the American people have to recognize that you're occupied by a foreign country. When a foreign country is bragging about their wealthiest donors can own our United States elected, our American politicians, and then their own foreign news media is saying how it's dangerous and they're admitting it too. Well, the American people need to wake up. They have a serious problem. We have a serious problem. And the question is, what are we going to do about it?
Well, even Grok was asked, you know, did basically Israel fund this election against him? And Grok said, yes, basically 80% of the funding came from Israel. So, I mean, it's right there. It's not even hidden, but they try to gaslight us.
Oh, no, they did, and everyone knows it. And, you know, here's the funny thing I heard Donald Trump say today, and he was talking about how California elections are rigged, and he was talking about how he was claiming how he won California, but the elections are rigged and all this stuff. And I was laughing, and I was like, you got to be kidding me. Here's Donald Trump talking about rigged elections, but yet we just saw one in Kentucky, and nobody can deny it. And that's what everyone is talking about ever since it happened on Tuesday, is that this is all too extraordinary to be believable. And Ed Gallran, which is basically a warm body pumped up by money from Israel with a Donald Trump rubber stamp on his forehead, somehow won an election with a historic turnout. No, I'm not buying it. And I don't think anyone else is either.
Well, it sure is going to backfire. We heard all about Russian collusion that basically didn't exist. Now you have Israel openly. Netanyahu said 8 months ago, 7 months ago, we're going to have an 8-front war. We're going to primary people. We're going to censor. They just funded another $760 million last week for domestic operations in the U.S. Congress needs to act on this, don't they?
They do, but they're not going to, Alex. We're not going to see any action coming out of Congress. You won't see any hearings happening in Congress. You won't see any hearings in the Senate. You won't see any of your elected leaders doing anything because they're also owned, funded, and controlled by AIPAC and the exact same lobby that just bought the Kentucky 4th District. So you're not going to see anything. And here, I want to put a little bug in everyone's ear, Alex. In America, we watch
people lay down. Hold on, I hate to do this to you. It's a one-minute break. Because remember, we're still on radio stations, so they have these weird breaks with radio. Back in 60 seconds, finish your final point.